Hello, I'm Ellen O'Brien with the Storage Media Group at TechTarget, talking today with Dave Raffo, the senior news editor for the Storage Media Group. He's been hearing a lot from users and vendors about big data. Some people say it's just a buzz phrase, and other people say it's the next big thing. Dave, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
My first question is a simple one. We want to talk about what exactly people mean when they talk about big data. Are they talking about just having a lot of data or a specific type of data?
Yeah, no, big data is not another word for a lot of data. There's a difference. It is a specific type. There are several types of data. It's not one type, but it's basically large files. It's video would come under big data. And it's a lot of data that needs to be manipulated, that you can run analytics on it and to actually unlock some business value. For instance, like if you go to Amazon.com and you buy something from Amazon, the next time you go to Amazon, they'll shoot you an email or it'll come up on the homepage saying, you know, you bought this and now we'll recommend something else. That's kind of like a big data example because they're taking the information that they've gained and they have on their storage systems, and they're trying to gain some business value from it, as opposed to when you buy something and they take your credit card transaction and they store that. That's more like traditional storage where that just gets kept in their records and they have to keep it for compliance and for their bookkeeping, but they don't really do anything with it afterwards. So that type of transaction would not be big data, but the type where they come back to you and try to do something with the information, that's an example of big data.
Okay, Dave, thanks a lot. You attended EMC World this year, I know, and I know the theme of that show was big data, and since then you've been hearing a lot of big data buzz. What are you hearing from users, show attendees? Do storage admins seem to grasp the relevance of this?
You don't really hear the term big data too often from users, from storage administrators. You know, it's primarily a vendor term. It may catch on with the users. I mean, you didn't hear a lot of users talking about cloud storage 2 years ago, and now everybody is. So the term itself may catch on, but the concept isn't really new. It's been around for a while. But the interesting thing is, you know, EMC did this one session where they got all of their Isilon users, or a lot of Isilon users, in a room, and they called it a big data summit. And they went through the room and they talked to everybody about their storage needs, what they want, what they do. And it's really a different crowd than your mainstream storage administrator. Like, nobody there was talking about backing up data or deduping it or anything like that. You know, they just want to know how they can get information from their data. And a lot of them never dealt with storage before until they started these research projects that all of a sudden they needed a place to dump all the data. But they don't really want to spend a lot of time managing storage or storage systems.
That's really interesting. And we keep hearing that big data companies are often oil and gas exploration companies or media and entertainment companies. There are other companies, too, though, that could qualify, right?
Yeah, but, you know, those two are prime examples. Oil and gas, for example, you know, they do research, they do drilling, they do mapping where they try to find hot spots to drill for oil and gas. And they keep these files that show, they're usually graphics, and they keep them for years over time, and they have to go back like a year later, a month later, and compare their new data to their old data so they can find the best spots to drill. So that's a big data type of thing. It's not something where, you know, a storage administrator is worrying about backing it up every day or managing it or compressing files, but it's there. It's something they have to keep, and then they'll go back and they will compare it to newer information, and they'll try to unlock business value with that. Media, again, the thing with media is large files. Mainstream storage systems weren't really built to deal with those large types of files. But again, you know, broadcasters and people who make movies, they of these files, then they keep them because they have to have records of all, you know, they have to have their movies and their TV shows stored somewhere, but they don't, you know, they don't do a lot of management once they're stored, but it's a performance issue with them.
So will data storage administrators be drawn into more big data projects, do you think, or will it be a sort of separate issue?
They may. It depends on whether IT and, you know, companies in general see, will come to see mainstream storage as a way of trying to get more value from their data. You know, right now it's almost like, you know, IT, the data center is kind of like a cost center. You know, it's hard to say, well, we're making money off of our data center, we're making money off of our storage. It's just something you have to do to store your data. Where the big data people are saying, you know, there's business value here. We're unlocking the business value. Now, does that go over into the mainstream storage? That's something we'll have to watch and see over the next couple of years. But I think if that happens, it's probably going to be, you know, a decision made higher than the storage and IT guys. It's almost like, you know, the CEO and CFOs of companies are going to come back to them and say, hey, you know, maybe we can, you know, we can do more analytics here and try to, you know, make this data more worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about the users quite a bit. Let's talk about the vendors. It's not just EMC and their Isilon acquisition. There are some other people making big moves in this space. What's happening?
Yeah, I mean, NetApp acquired the Ingenio Storage Group, and that they're using that for, as their big data, the high-performance computing platform. You know, HP, a couple of years back, they bought Ibrix, which was an Isilon competitor. They do clustered NAS, and HP is using that for their big data. Dell, which doesn't really use the phrase big data much yet, but they do have a new clustered storage. They bought the IP from Exynet a year ago, and they're starting to put that into their storage systems. So that's kind of their big data answer. On the other side, which doesn't involve the storage admins too much, but you have like Oracle's Exadata and Greenplum that EMC bought, and Netezza that IBM bought last year that do the analytics side. So that's the process that people use to actually get the value from their data.
Thanks, Dave. That was really helpful, and we're going to look forward to reading more about what you learn about big data as this year plays out. Thanks very much for spending some time with us today.
It was my pleasure.
Thanks, Dave. That's Dave Raffo, Senior News Editor at the Storage Media Group. You can read his coverage and our reporter's coverage at searchstorage.com. Thanks so much.